Right now, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chamber of Commerce, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, with a short and sweet business beat talking parties, politics, and Paris of the Piedmont, right?
In your preferred order.
All right.
So
I'm going to let you set. You said parties, politics, and Paris. So we'll start with parties and go from there.
Well, we could talk Paris too, but.
Paris of the Piedmont.
Paris of the Piedmont. Yeah, exactly. So we're starting with politics or parties?
Let's start with parties.
Okay, so parties. Not political parties.
That's a whole separate thing.
And it wouldn't be able to fit in the short and sweet business meet. I'm ready to start a third party, the Party for Common Sense. But in the interim,
well, don't say common sense in North Carolina because that's a whole other thing.
It's a loaded term now. That's unfortunate because I really was going to start the common sense party or go with.
I was thinking of the party of let's just all just chill. Is that too many justs in one sentence? Can we all
Let's just all chill.
Let's just all chill. Yeah.
Maybe we can come up with an acronym
LJAC,
or something like that.
We gotta come up with something that spells something.
Well, while we're making our plans for a third political party, we hope that you'll join us for the Business Excellence Awards, or the BEAS, this Friday.
That's an acronym.
Yeah. One that people are slow to adopt. We have a lot of people coming into the chamber asking, can I get a ticket to the BEAs? And we're like, it's the BEAs.
It's the BEAs,
So come to the BEAs this Friday night. Online registration is closed, but you can call the office, 919-967-7075, or we'll sell them at the door. We are so excited about hearing who are the winners. Jeff Polish of the Monty is our MC. And, you know, if you can't spring, I understand for some folks that have kids at home, if two tickets and a babysitter is just a whole lot, you can join us just for the after party. We're selling tickets just to the after party.
Awesome.
That is sponsored by Planet Fitness, catered by Al's Burger Shack, and hosted by the Stroud, or what I would call the bar formerly known as Players Dance Club.
Yes.
So hope you guys will join us Friday for the BEAs. It's going to be a great time, and I can't wait to find out who will be the winners.
I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Additionally, we got some other parties this weekend. The YMCA is hosting their Fan Jam. This is some family-friendly fun, noon to 5 at the University Place parking lot. Al's Burgers will also be there, along with Parley Vu Crepe, Sup Dogs, Maple View Farms, and Kona Ice, and two of my favorite bands. For Chapel Hill High School alums, they may feel similar nostalgia.
Okay.
Liquid Pleasure will be there. They played at my Thanksgiving dance in high school. And the Big Fat Gap Band. Folks may know them from Fridays on the Front Porch. I know Miles Andrews, but this is two great bands and all to support a great cause at the YMCA. The Chamber is a co-sponsor, and I hope folks will come out noon to 5 on Sunday for the YMCA Fan Jam.
That's awesome. And I, by the way, am 100% in favor, and I know like Al's Burger Shack is a small business with not a lot of employees, but whatever we can do to make sure that Al's is providing hamburgers at every single function
in Chapel Hill Carrboro,
let's make that happen.
The preferred caterer of all organizations, Al's Burger Shack. And actually, you know, I don't know if you know this, he was the new business of the year. So the very first Business Excellence Awards that we had last year, he was a winner.
Well deserved,
and so
too.
He
might already have one, considering the fact that he's always there and he does all of these cool things that functions around the community. He might already have this, but if he doesn't, can we get him one of those Harry Potter time turners that Hermione had in one of the books too.
You're making a literary allusion that I'm not familiar with. I thought you were going to ask for a clone of Al Bowers.
Oh, that works too.
I'm totally down for. So on the to-do list,
I'm more of a Harry Potter geek than a science fiction geek, so I'll go with the time turner instead of the cloning device. But either whatever gets us Al's Burgers everywhere.
So on the to-do list is a new political party and a clone of Al Bowers. What's next?
In that order. I don't know. I think if we get a new political party and a clone of Al Bowers, we're kind of set for a little while.
Let's just all chill. Okay, so coming up in the Paris of the Piedmont on Tuesday, we're so excited. Coastal Federal Credit Union is opening a new branch in Carrboro, and they're celebrating 5:30 to 7:30 Tuesday, May 17th. Food and refreshments will be provided, and just really excited that Coastal Federal Credit Union is expanding and is expanding in Carrboro. It's really rounding out the 300 East Main with Rise coming, and then with Coastal Federal Credit Union being there. They are a not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative, and they offer a full range of financial products and services, and we're excited about their new branch opening. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting grand opening, 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday.
And that's at 300 East Main. How much more is scheduled to come to 300 East Main? Because it's like it's more and more every time you hear about it.
I hope that I can come back to the Short and Sweet Business Beat and report. I'm excited. Breaking news. Annette Stone is going to be at our next Economic Development and Public Policy Committee, and she'll be giving us a report. I'm anxious to hear about any other new tenants for 300 East Main. So
that's cool. That whole area, like right downtown Carver, like 300 East Main, there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming in, and then the new owners of the former Southern Rail and the former and also current station, like all of that, just and everything new at Carmel Mall, like it's completely reinvented from 6 months ago.
What I love is their businesses that are well paired in that.
Yes.
We have Rise Donuts next to Fleet Feet, so
right.
Like you need to run off that donuts. So
yes.
Additionally, with the new barbecue restaurant, whose name is escaping me, Druitt Venable
right.
chose to expand into the old Southern Rail to do a new barbecue restaurant. Behind there, a Pilates studios will be opening up. So after you
so
have
work
the,
off the barbecue,
work off the barbecue, run off the donuts. So I love the synergy happening in the Paris of the Piedmont.
That's
so
awesome. It's like a good food and wine pairing, except in this case, it's food and exercise.
I certainly need more exercise than I need new food, but hope you'll support Carver businesses. I'm excited about Coastal Federal Credit Union and excited to report back new businesses that will be coming to the Paris of the Piedmont.
That's awesome. So speaking with Kristen Smith, the Short and Sweet Business Beat, we've covered parties, we've covered Paris of the Piedmont, we've got politics.
So I'm excited. Do you have one of those like breaking news like kind of things?
No, Stephanie Miller stole our sound sound effects.
Okay, I'm gonna please put that
I used
third
to have a drum roll, but someone and that's not really what we're
okay, so that obviously needs to go on the to-do list. So Cloning Al Bowers, a third political party, and,
yes, and
some breaking news
sound effects.
Well,
okay.
I'm excited to report I just heard from the leadership.
Wait, we got this.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, great. So straight from D.C., from the Capitol, the Orange Chatham Realtors Association, their leadership, including Sandra Paul, Brett Bushnell, and Cub Berrien, are in D.C. right now for the National Association of Realtors legislative meetings. They've heard from Senator Tillis, Senator Burr, and met with Congressman David Price. It sounds like the meetings are focused on tax deductions for homeowners and the impact of student debt on future and current homeowners. And
okay.
What Brett, I just got an update from Brett. They met with Senator Burr and Senator Tillis to ask them to introduce new legislation that has passed in the House but has not yet been introduced in the Senate. And it would make acquiring loans on condos much easier. And this really has for mixed-use communities. And this mm-hmm. really has an impact on Chapel Hill because we have communities like East 54, Greenbridge, and 140 West. And as Brett said, maybe potentially at the new redevelopment of 415 West Franklin Street. And so this is really necessary for our community, and we hope that
right.
our federal congressmen and legislators will listen to us and make it a little bit easier for folks to get loans for condos.
Awesome. So. Did they report back on success of the meetings or just that they met?
Well, it's breaking news. I just got this alert. So I don't know what the sound effect is for the follow-up. But,
okay.
But certainly
probably going to be the same one because that's the one that I have here.
Want to wish safe travels. If you want to stay tuned, follow the Realtors Association at CH Realtors on Twitter. They are at the National Association of Realtors legislative meetings, and hopefully we'll get a full report back, but hope they've had safe travels in our nation's capital.
Awesome. All right. So we'll keep following that. Speaking with Kristen Smith, again, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. It's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Before we let you go, I mentioned I was going to ask about this at the outset, that we just had Andrew Agapor in from DSI with a discussion about what that business on West Franklin Street is doing to be more inclusive and welcoming to LGBTQ people, to just minority groups in general. And this is something that we as a community, and not even necessarily local governments, but just we as individuals and businesses and business owners, are really going to have to step up on if we're going to continue to have Chapel Hill and Carrboro be welcoming and inclusive communities, because we're getting pushed in the opposite direction by the NCGA. What can and what are local businesses doing on Franklin Street and around Chapel Hill and Carrboro to really preserve that reputation and preserve the value of being inclusive and welcoming that Chapel Hill and Carrboro have?
That's an excellent question, Aaron. I think there are a lot of corporate efforts, corporate meaning like many bodies, and individual efforts. A corporate effort that's going on is we're working with the Raleigh Chamber and the Durham Chamber to think about how we position the Triangle as open and welcoming to all, even in light of HB2. I know that new media campaigns came out. I apologize if I've spoken on a past segment about this, but came out with a logo for businesses to display that says, you are welcome here, businesses. We are a business against HB2. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that. And also, just this past weekend, I went to Hickory Tavern, and they had, I know Carrboro has taken their logo and made it a rainbow. Yeah, and so there are different ways. But I think we, particularly... with thinking through last night's alderman meeting that discussed a proposal, something that had been in the work for several years about about constructing a greenway, I think they focused their retreat on equity. And I think maybe I wasn't able to attend the retreat, but I think a lot of folks are talking about how we can orient ourselves with a racial equity lens. And I think that's absolutely important. But we also have to think about what equity means. And for me, I think that there were two alderman meetings that did not was not an open and welcoming environment for those, one, that felt differently about this issue, but also those that are in wheelchairs. And so I think we have to think about what that means and how our policies, both at the local government level, but also as local businesses, how we are seeking we profess so strongly to be an open and welcoming community, but how is that reflected in our policies and how we conduct business?
And that's actually a really good point. Because, you know, with the House Bill 2 fight just sort of sucking up all the media air for the last month and a half, we've been talking about the LGBTQ community, gays and lesbians and transgender people. There are so many groups and people in North Carolina and people outside North Carolina who might want to come in who are left out of communities and not discussed and not accommodated. And we really need to be focused on that. It's the LGBTQ community. It's racial minorities. It's economic minorities. And it's people who have disabilities. And we were talking about that with Meg McGurk just last week about just sort of repaving sidewalks on Rosemary Street, because, you know, we don't think about it. We look at the sidewalks and it's like, oh, well, it's kind of bumpy. That's unsightly. And maybe it would be nice to repave. It's actually really important if you're in a wheelchair, if you're disabled, you can't get down that sidewalk.
And I think that requires some empathy. I want to give some kudos to the Visitors Bureau. They came out maybe a year ago or a couple years ago with a visitor's guide specifically for those who are differently abled. And I think that that was a proactive effort that came about from urging of citizens. But we have to think about, even if we are not ourselves living life as a wheelchair, we need to, I challenge the alderman and any elected official to think about how we can work to include more of those voices in these conversations.
There's someone, and I'm going to forget her name, but it's someone in Carrboro who, whenever there's a new member of the Board of Aldermen, and I know Lydia Lavelle did this when she was elected mayor, like when she was just taking the job, she went on a tour with this person, and it's someone, I think it's someone who has a walker or a wheelchair or something like that, but is disabled, and led new mayor Lavelle a couple of years ago on a disability tour of Carrboro. And, you know, here is, if you are disabled, here is this patch of sidewalk that you just can't navigate around. Here are these stairs that you have to go way out of your way to get around, and things that you don't even notice or think about until it happens to you.
That's so important. I mean, that's something that I should go on a tour.
We all should.
But it's about thinking about how we can include these these voices, making a special effort. You know, I've yet to fill out the community forum survey. Y'all did such a great job about the community forum, but I wanted, there weren't people of color that were on our young professionals panel. And mm-hmm. I think that it's important to have a I'm stealing this from someone else, but an overrepresentation of traditionally underrepresented people as part of these conversations. So I hope to continue these conversations. And I think that there's a group with the Campaign for Racial Equity in our schools. I think they are continuing for us to think about using a racial equity lens as far mm-hmm. as enacting policies at our schools and at our municipalities and county.
I'm glad I'm in a community where there's this ongoing effort. And it's so important not to be complacent about it because, Chapel Hill and Carborough were super equitable, but there's so much work that still needs to be done.
And it's certainly around... As in a community where we're seeing some growing economic inequality,
yes.
It's really important
Absolutely.
To keep this top of mind. So,
yeah. All right, short and sweet business beat with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org/events if you want to find out more about things going on in and around our community. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.